Hare Krishna. Don't hold on to the things that hold you back. Suppose a prisoner were bound by ropes. Normally, we would expect the prisoner to try to break free from the shackles so that they could be free. But if instead we found that prisoner holding on tightly to those very ropes, to those very shackles, you'd think this strange, crazy even. Ironically, this is how we end up behaving when we are misled by misconceptions about what comprises happiness. Now, we all want to grow, we all want to achieve, we all want to contribute in our lives. And yet, we all also have some weaknesses, some attachments, some misbeliefs that hold us back, that hold us down, that sabotage us. And because of these, we are unable to perform. For example, perhaps this is illustrated most graphically in addiction. The addicts, they want to live, they too, like the rest of us, want to live worthwhile, constructive lives. But, and their addiction sabotages their attempts to live thus. And yet, they are unable to give, they feel as if they can't live without the object, without the substance that they are attached to. And thus, they stay bound, they hold on to the thing that hold them back. And this applies in a similar way, in a smaller, maybe similar but though smaller way, to all of us. We all have our pet weaknesses, our Achilles heels, that holds us down, that holds us back. And unfortunately, we hold on to it. And at a deeper level, all of us share a common constricting shell wherein we are trapped. We all hold on to our shackles by holding on to the materialistic conception of life. Materialism comprises a constricting shell that keeps our aspirations and actions caught in the material realm. And thus, it prevents us from accessing higher wisdom and developing our spiritual potential. The Bhagavad Gita tells us in 2.44, Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhauna vidhiyate. So, Bhogaishwarya, so there is sense gratification and there is opulence, prasaktanam, when one is attached to those things, tayaparita chetasam, when our consciousness is abducted by that, vyavasayatmika buddhi, the one-pointed intelligence for moving forward in life, samadhau na vidhiyate, samadhau, one cannot get satisfaction in absorption in Krishna if one is not spiritually inclined, if one is, one cannot become focused in spiritual life if one is materially attached. So, now all of us, when we Bhagavata's wisdom enables us to re-envision our identity. Rather than seeing us, seeing ourselves as bags of flesh who have simply come alive for some time, we see ourselves as eternal spiritual beings, parts of God, beloved to God, who, beings whom God wants us to develop to our full potential, to help us make constructive contributions in our life. So when we understand this essential principle of spiritual of spirituality, then we are able to shed both the constricting shell of materialism as well as the constricting bonds of self-sabotaging conceptions. Yes, we have weaknesses and our weaknesses may be very strong, but God is stronger than them. And when we take shelter of Krishna by practicing bhakti, when we hold on to Him externally through service and internally through remembrance, then we can pull free, break free, cut free from the things that hold us back. And thus, a life of devotion can help us to blossom into to lives that are meaningful, purposeful, fruitful and joyful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.